And local talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, Your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with Your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
All right, welcome everybody to Thursday, which means another episode of Your Q, where we're always celebrating, uplifting, and educating. And again, I think we're going for almost a month now of the perfect attendance of Alan Painter.
I am here, and I felt the moral obligation to our audience today. I'm sure Shannon wasn't going to share this, so I must.
I was, actually.
we had a little bit of injury.
Yep.
Shannon was spending her Christmas. Sounds to me like she was a little grouchy anyway. And she was trying to get a room. Her son was playing around and blocking her out like a basketball. And she reached up and gave him a little pinch, and his elbow came around and smushed her right in the face.
In the face.
And she was out of work for a couple of days. It was that bad.
Yeah.
And it's really funny because her brain is in another plane. I don't know. So it's like, if I didn't show up, you may have had a good 45 minutes of silent air as she forgot what she came here to talk about. So I thought, you know, if nothing else, I can come along and be comic relief.
Yes, which is good. Because just before that, I was explaining to Dale, I left the office and was driving down the road and panicked. I had missed my stop. But I could not remember what that stop was. And then I remembered I was going to be on the radio, so I should probably come here. So my husband will be driving me to work tomorrow, just so y'all know.
So the scary part for all you live in Melrose, Shannon will be driving home tonight. Get off the road. Just look for the big black pickup. It's
like
probably going to be coming
get out
in your
way.
Probably in the oncoming lane as she thinks she's driving in England or something. So,
I hope not.
So hope everyone out there had a good Christmas.
Yes.
It was exceptional in our house.
I actually did well other than this issue.
You know, I had a good time at Christmas. Some say a little too good time.
I heard that from you, though.
Well, you know, you're gathering with the family and you're having fun. You're drinking the hot buttered rums, and then you forgot to drink the hot buttered, and it's just rums. You know, the kids are out there and they're doing their dancing. It's great. We have a great time at our in-laws, you know, kids dancing, singing, doing, you know, Christmas. And they started doing the worm. And I thought, I can do that. I could do that. So I think I got one worm in and I kind of got high centered on my stomach. And the rest, you know, That surgery that I need February 20th for my new hip, I think I need it now.
We need to expedite that.
Yeah.
Due to rum and the worm.
Oh, the worm.
I've heard about the worm and tequila, but not the worm and rum. So that's new for
me. Never do the worm after the rum. But it was a great time, a great Christmas, and I always love Christmas. I love the Christmas day. It's just everything before, you know, that Christmas presents and all that. And it's like, finally we're here. But then it sucks because it's over. And I love Christmas. Mm. But now it's over and we're heading to the new year.
Well, Christmas Eve we went to church and it's candlelight service. And we all had our little candles.
And this is after the elbow.
This was immediately before the elbow face.
Okay.
So all was well in the world, baby Jesus, everything's good.
Yep.
And within an hour, I'm just smacked in the face harder than I'll get out with an elbow.
Merry Christmas, Mom.
I've been dinger in a fruit basket since, but that's okay. That's okay. This too shall pass. I just would like it to pass and then before I drive home now.
Yeah, me too, because you might end up in Portland.
I might. No freeways. But I'm excited for today's show because we have a familiar person back with us.
Miss Energy.
Yeah.
The gal that always makes us look bad because you can't keep up with her because she's high energy.
I know. And, like the Energizer Bunny.
But you know, it's kind of nice though because we have the lights in here turned down because of Shannon's non-functioning brain.
We're doing mood lighting today.
And she has a smile that just lights up the whole room. So it's like,
yes. Thank you. So we're talking about Jessica Batchelor, who is the executive director of the Southern Area Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I'm so good to see you.
I am so happy to be here, and I so love these stories. I am hoping for the worm before I exit the studio by Alan.
Well, and then I always go home, and my wife, or I'll get a text from my kids. It's like, Dad. Dad, you're not supposed to talk about it on the radio. But it's like, hey, it's just me, Shannon, and what, 16, 17 of our
That's
listeners.
That's what we're saying.
Friends, yeah.
It's
yeah,
a small group.
Yeah.
It's a tight group. And you know what? Most of those people have probably done something they either regretted or have equitably had something random happen to them like us. So I don't know.
Well, I
just
figure,
feel like,
you know,
tell my truth.
Yeah.
Let it be.
I've been asked several times to run for office, and I figured, why have skeletons? I'll just let them all out, you know.
Just put them on the radio.
Yeah.
Be transparent. That's always the best way to go.
Well, Jessica, I'm excited for you with your newest position. So tell us how long you've been with the Sutherland Area Chamber.
Well, I got hired in the second half of November. And so I've been with them ever since. So not super long, but super excited. That's where I grew up. And I just graduated high school. And I'm so happy to be home and to be in Sutherland and to be the executive director for the chamber. I'm just over the moon.
Well, your energy is infectious. And we thought Sutherland was growing before, holy moly, watch out now.
Yep.
This girl's on fire.
Hang on to your hats.
Hang on.
Yep.
So, and I know some of the people that are on the board and wonderful people to work with. So you have a great group that you're with, and I'm really excited to, I'm sure they're going to be thrilled to see all the wonderful things you can do.
Well, yeah, I'm really blessed with an amazing 10-person board, and they are super active, super involved. They're really present and super supportive. So it's just been a really great, easy transition. And, you know, it's a lot of work, but it's been made so easy by the community, honestly.
Well, you know, it's one of the things, you know, we as everyone listens in our show, you know, we don't shy away from the Lord here on our show.
Mm-hmm.
Even our stupid stuff, we let the Lord, you know, see it. We don't keep, but, you know, you talk about a great pairing here because Sutherland, with my involvement in the golf course, we have a lot of involvement with the city. And you know, so many cities are so reluctant to change and they stay in this rut. But I know the city staff, they're embracing growth. They're embracing a newness to Sutherland. And it really is a vibrant, vibrant community. And it's just like, if you had to have a person working with Chamber at perfect time, you are it at this time.
Thank you.
So it really is. I really, you know, heard a lot about what you're doing out there. You hit the ground running. It's like the Sutherland people, you are blessed. And thankfully it's Sutherland area, so we can be members too. So
Yes.
So Jessica, for the folks that maybe don't know you like we do or know your background, would you give us a little bit about what you did before you came here? Because I keep saying what a huge blessing you are and how this is, I mean, honestly, this is your gig.
It's my thing. It's my jam.
Yeah.
It is.
So what's your background?
So, I grew up in Sutherland, graduated from Sutherland, and then eventually moved away to Lake County, and I was the executive director of the Lake County Chamber of Commerce over there for about just under 5 years. And we did a lot over there. I moved home about 2 years ago, and I've just been so happy here. And I mean, I do miss Lakeview because it's wonderful, super
sunshine.
Wonderful community. Yeah, but it's nice to have sunshine.
We have liquid
sunshine. I
don't
miss the snow a lot in Lake County, but I do miss the community. Sutherland reminds me a lot of the community in Lakeview. They're very close-knit. They're very action-oriented. They don't mess around. They don't have meetings that things don't get accomplished in. And they're just very focused and they have their eye on movement. and they're working towards that. I mean, a lot of it is me catching up with everything that they've already got going on right now and just kind of seeing those lines of alignment and just, you know, jumping in and being there. And they've been so welcoming and just so just over the moon excited for everything that we could do together. And I'm just thrilled.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yes. That's exciting. So one of the things that I've noticed, because you and I are on Facebook, friends together, is you are doing Chamber Chatter.
Yes.
And so tell us a little bit about Chamber Chatter.
Oh, I'd love to. So this is something I started in Lake County, and we did this as opposed to newsletters because there was just so many things going on in our community and we needed a rapid way to get the information out. And when you're doing a newsletter, it's usually a month before, where you're getting it all together. And so I decided to start a Chamber Chatter, which I do on Facebook Live every Wednesday at 2 o'clock. And it's all for our members. It's all of our members. I go through what they're doing, their sales, their events, their fundraisers, their lunch specials, everything that, you know, you would need to know in the middle of the week to plan your weekend or to just be aware of what's going on in our community and with our members. And it's just a member benefit. We share everything that they want us to share and pertinent information for the city and government and stuff that they need to know. And you can get on and have live interaction in real time, ask questions, leave comments, share. And it's just a great way to get the word out, really.
Yeah, I think so. And it's short. Mm-hmm. I mean, even though you're allowing everybody to share, it seems like people are respectful. And if they really have something they want to share, or maybe it's regulars that have just bought into to Chamber Chatter or whatever, but it doesn't take a long time to watch the video or to tune in live. And I mean, you just go through each business that sends you in something and say, here's what they got to eat on sale. Here's what they got to drink on sale. Here's what we got going on here, there, and everywhere. And
then you repost those?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So you can go back and watch them anytime. And yeah, we do it live every Wednesday at 2, and you can go back and watch, or you can, they're shared, they're getting shared pretty much.
Well, I think that's something that we ought to plug on our Q site. So anybody else wants to see this, we can put it on our website, and then you could, or on our Facebook page. And
this way
you can follow the link over. This, you know, our parents, they think that Shannon's my secretary, because every week I say, oh, well, Shannon, well, you do take care of that. So Shannon is not my secretary. She does nothing what I say. This is the only place I can tell her to do stuff, and then the rest of the time she ignores me. So
that's not
true. But if you want to get a glimpse of that, and you're a follower of our page, see it there, and then the information, if you go to their website, will be there.
Thank you.
Maybe we could link or something.
That'd be fantastic.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Because it would be nice. And I want to talk about this because we're going to go to break here in just a little bit. But we're talking about the Sutherland Area Chamber of Commerce, but it's not just the city of Sutherland. And I think that's a really important key point to get across. So when we come back, Jessica, will you be able to tell us all the different areas and how people can get involved? That would be great.
Absolutely.
So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with more of your queue sponsored by Premier Insurance. In just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. On News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back to your queue. I'm Shannon Sebastian here with Alan Painter, my partner in crime.
I'm still here.
Still here. Not doing the worm. Yet.
Not yet.
And Jessica Batchelor, the Executive Director for the Sutherland Area Chamber of Commerce. Hi. Thank you again, Jessica, for coming.
That's a great title. Executive director. That's a king.
Yeah. I know. You need a throne with a crown and a scepter.
Mm. I mean, I wouldn't turn it away. Yeah. You know.
Just saying. Just bow putting
down,
it out
little
there.
People.
Oh, yeah.
For all the subjects. Let's get on that. Okay. So before we went to break, we talked about you're with the Sutherland Area Chamber of Commerce. Big misconception that you're in 97479 and that's it. So tell us more.
We do welcome all members from any of our surrounding areas. That's why we're called the Sutherland Area Chamber of Commerce. So we have members in Roseburg. We have members in Oakland, Elkton, and of course Sutherland. I think we have a member in Myrtle Creek. But we definitely want to grow our membership. We want to make sure that we're giving a lot of benefits to becoming a member so that it actually gives our business owners and our organizations, our groups and committees, their real benefit, real resource for them to use and help them thrive. So that's what our main job is. And so we're working on beefing up those benefits right now and really kind of starting fresh with a new benefit package and just really helping them with their needs, daily life, and whatever we can do.
Well, you know, Premier Insurance, you know, we've been in Roseburg for 26, 27 years.
Yep.
And then for the last four or five, we have been members of Sutherland. And yes, we have a lot of clients out there. But I guess what really initially attracted me was joy and enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, it's one of those things that people see you're having fun and then you want to be a part of that. And it's like, wow, this is a fantastic, dynamic group of people.
Yes.
And I want to be a part of that. I want to support that. And I just want to emphasize for those businesses not in Sutherland, we do get benefit of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like cross promotion. I mean, and let's face it, we are a family in Douglas County. So whether it's Roseburg, Sutherland, whatever, we're all working together for a common cause.
Mm-hmm.
What benefits Sutherland benefits us in Roseburg. So I would encourage my fellow business owners and others to definitely partake, because as one of those outside Roseburg, I tell you, it's well worth the money.
Thank you.
And so, Jessica, you guys, as far as members getting together, have breakfasts.
We
do. So tell us about that.
We have a chamber breakfast once a month on the second Wednesday of the month. It starts at 7:30 in the morning. And it's just a time really where our members get together and they share what they have going on with their businesses, with their events, with their committees, any projects that they have, so that the membership body, the community, can be aware of it. We can be aware of it. Feedback is given and ideas are given, and it's just kind of a way for all of us to get together, share some food, talk about some things we want done in our community, what things are going on. Information is such an enormous tool for success. Yep. Within a chamber, and having members know mm-hmm. what the other members have going on, as well as the chamber knowing what's going on and what they know about the chamber that's going on. It should always be that way. It should always be transparent, because information really does move those projects and get those connections done.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how, you know, if you have a strong membership with a great communication, then you're really just the only way is up.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's right there is it, because it is. It's about relationships and where mm-hmm. a lot of organizations, especially post-COVID, you know, we have taught about Zoom meetings and all that. That's all fine, but it can't replace human interconnectivity.
Mm-hmm.
And to just take that time, just fellowship with your, you know, your neighbors and stuff like that. You know, it's something I kind of miss, because we're not seeing it as much anymore. I think we've kind of gotten lazy and said, oh, we'll just have a Zoom meeting. And yeah, you get information, but you don't get the feeling. So that's awesome that you guys are getting together. I know it's not easy.
Yeah, and it's early. It's an early morning breakfast, 7:30. But, you know, people leave energized and they're excited and they've got new information and they've, you know, we've bonded. And I had a really hard time in COVID not being able to go door to door because I am, as you guys know, mm-hmm. up into your business.
Yes, you have.
That's what I do. I like that. I like to see people. I like to talk to them. I like to see their reactions on ideas that I have or projects that we want to move through. Feedback is the most mm-hmm. important. And if you're not landing on a genuine need for your community, it's not going to be successful.
Right.
Well, and just to keep the connection there,
mm-hmm.
it's like you may hear of somebody else's project mm-hmm. and you're like, I would love to help. May I help in some way or something like that? So just sounds like people raising each other up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really a super cool thing.
And we'll start bringing in presenters. So We'll start doing some learning for our small businesses and for our membership body. We'll bring in, we're going to bring in Travel Southern Oregon to talk about Google and how to further use your Google page to be of better benefit to you. We're going to bring down some speakers just based on the need of our membership body and what people want to learn about and maybe find out more about. So we'll have some bigger breakfasts, some mixers, where we can really get our membership and our small businesses some tools that they can actually use.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the one cool thing about it, folks, is, you know, the reality is good information is good, whether it's in Sutherland or Roseburg. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to that. Good. Because here's the other thing is, you know, and it helped me a lot having mentors when I first started the business 26 years ago, opening my own business. Yeah, I knew insurance, but the business side of it.
Yeah.
And to be able to partner with some mentors and just, you know, you can read a book, but it doesn't tell you the little problems that happen mm-hmm. that face and how they may have had a shortcut to resolve that.
Yeah.
So that's if you've got a newer business, I highly encourage you. You have to be there. This is where you belong. If you've got a newer business and you want to make your life so much easier, mm-hmm. you have two choices. Either you can make the mistakes yourself and go through that pain, or you can learn from someone who already had that mistake. So if you've had a new business, I highly encourage you to become a member of the Southern Area Chamber of Commerce.
So do I. Thank you, Alan.
And he's always everybody's best promoter. I mean, he should be a promoter somewhere. I don't know. He didn't miss his calling, but he might have an extra one.
I don't know.
A post-retirement.
It's not the worm.
No. So
well, I don't know. We haven't seen it.
Yeah, we haven't witnessed it yet.
Sad part is that's actually on video somewhere, I found out. But anyway, I digress.
I will be finding it. I will find it. Jessica, so tell us if there's anything exciting that you can tell us that's coming to Southern.
Or even boring, but it's good information. I mean,
well, I don't know what's top
pressure
secret.
On her.
So,
I know I do have some top secret things that are coming out soon.
Coming soon. To
Stay
a chamber
tuned.
Chatter near you.
Mm-hmm, exactly. To a chamber, exactly. But yeah, we have been very successful in some funding that we've reached out for. And so the chamber will be doing an announcement soon
exciting.
That. And we might be doing, you know, just some bigger projects going forward. We're working on and with the Sutherland Downtown Development. And they have some great events coming down the pike. I'm really excited to be able to talk about those soon. But yeah, we've got a lot of things going on. Our concerts in the park
yes.
are doing fantastic.
I was just going to bring that up, that I feel like that was almost a game changer this mm-hmm. last year for getting people out there other than the Blackberry Festival mm-hmm. or something. It's like,
well, she's sure leaving us hanging though on these new projects. It's like,
yeah,
you better
soon.
Stay in tune, folks.
Mm-hmm. You guys are gonna have to have me back on the show.
Yeah, there you go. I'm just saying, chamber chatter and become a member, and then you can
yes.
know.
Yes.
And if you don't do those, then you'll hear it on the show.
But,
eventually.
But anyway, be a member because it's eventually.
Yes.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
But there is a lot of, you know, and to being a part of that community and all the energy out there. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, like I said, it was just a perfect pairing. So when will we get to hear the big news? And
I know. I think it's supposed to be released the middle of this month.
There you
oh,
go.
So that is coming soon.
It's the coming soon.
Well, since it's the end of December, I'm
yeah.
waiting.
I know.
Well, it's coming soon.
Coming
well,
soon.
It's really exciting for, like, we know Evergreen's coming out there with their big, mm-hmm. huge building and going to be able to offer, you know, health care and mm-hmm. services in a new high-end technology building.
Oh,
with
and it's
all
a
the perks, bells, and whistles.
Beautiful building.
I mean, that's a godsend to Sutherland, you
yep.
know,
yes.
in the surrounding area. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of those people struggle to, you know, travel, even that live in the senior parks or the manufactured home parks.
Mm-hmm.
For 55 and older are, you know, they don't necessarily want to be driving to. I'm not saying anything or looking at you right now.
Yeah, you better not.
Maybe I was.
Well, you know, and
I am concussed, so bear with me.
Yeah.
She might be using that excuse.
Don't worry,
while,
folks. We'll nip her in the bud when she starts rambling, forgets where she's at. So, you know, it really is. You know, see the investments coming in the community. I mean, we've heard a lot of things. Hopefully they get the interchange there. It's supposed to be worked through, get the new interchange. So, make sure ingress and egress. How's those out for?
It's booming. Sutherland's booming.
Those two good words.
We are booming. Mm-hmm.
But, I
encourage the flag.
The one thing we need
that
to figure
flag
out
is, awesome.
Is how in the world we can either get to three lanes to go through downtown or double decker. We need an overpass lane to get, so.
Yeah, it's kind of booming. We need some bigger
booming.
Streets.
It's like it's exploding, but the infrastructure is kind of, still tight. So we need to have an overpass.
That's why they call it growing pains, right,
Jessica?
These
are bad problems to have. Good problems to have.
Absolutely.
Yep. Growing pains. Growing pains. But they're doing it.
Oh, yeah. Yep. We're doing it.
Yeah, and anyway, I think there's a lot of new things happening, and I'm waiting for the coming soon announcement. So we'll stay tuned because I watch her chamber chatters.
Well,
so
and if
I'll
you're looking for
know.
A place to grow too, I encourage you to take a look at Sutherland because we've found, I'm talking to clients in other areas where the city planning is saying, okay, you can build your building, but you have to put in $100,000 of extra infrastructure that doesn't benefit you. And Sutherland is much more embracing, they're not trying to squeeze every dime out of you because it's difficult. And so it's a fantastic place if you're looking to set up a business, just look at Sutherland.
And I will say we have had a lot of businesses lately really wanting to come into Sutherland, and we are just overjoyed with that. And our city manager, Jerry Gillum, and our whole city government staff in Sutherland is just super involved and super helpful and have really helped a lot of our business owners get going.
Well, absolutely. It's a case of how can we instead of why should we?
Yep.
So exactly. It's refreshing to see it. So, hey, Tesla spent a lot of money and they're putting all these charging stations and all
of
them. We may not be greenies. They did a lot of money on research before they decided to put them right there in Sutherland. Mm-hmm. What is it, 40, 50 stations?
50 stations.
So, a lot of things are going to be happening down the road.
Imagine.
So,
that's crazy.
Anyway.
That's wild to me, 50. Woo. Okay, well, we're going to be back in just a moment with the Local Business Buzz sponsored by Umpqua Survival here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Back in a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. This is Shannon with Alan here with your Q.
And I'm still here trying to enlighten and
bring a
chuckle.
I don't know if that's a curse or a blessing, but yeah, you're still here. Look at you go.
Well, I'm making someone's got to make sure you don't fall asleep and,
I don't know. I feel like I'm just going to have a moment where I just...
Yeah, her moments lasted for 4 days.
That's a moment.
And man, it's been fun.
Oh, gravy. Okay.
All right, sorry.
It's Local Business Buzz time.
Brought to you by?
Umpqua Survival.
Thanks to Carlos and the boys.
So cool. Go and see them. So the funny thing is today I knew Jessica was coming on, and I knew Jessica was bringing a gentleman.
Yeah. And
Dan.
How wrong were we there? No.
And his name's Dan.
Yeah, Dan the man.
But did we know that's who it was?
We did not know that.
We did not, because we're live and we're winging it, yo. Yep. That's happening.
And then in walks Dan the man, Levitan,
Dan Bartram.
Dan Bartram.
And so people may know him from a multitude of things, because you've done many things.
Ex-basketball star,
Okay, I wasn't going to go with that. Well, that wasn't my lead.
Hey, well, I'm here to have that valuable information.
So, Dan, welcome to
your Thank you
your
very
Q.
much.
So, we know we have Jessica here, who's Executive Director of the Sutherland Area Chamber of Commerce. And she brought you because you're doing new and exciting things up in Sutherland. So, tell us a little bit about what's happening.
It's up and coming up in Sutherland right now. It's kind of fun.
Yes.
We purchased the old historic bank building about 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
In the process of some serious renovations, trying to actually kind of bring it back up to code so we can lease out some bottom spots and revitalize the downtown of Sutherland. We got the grant from the Main Street Project in combination with the City of Sutherland, so that is progressing very well.
Mm-hmm.
So we got all the asbestos abatement, we got the demolition going, projected to run the HVAC, new roof, just to bring it to code so we can bring businesses to downtown Sutherland.
Well, that's exciting to already take something that's part of history and keep it there instead of dropping a building and building something new. So, I mean, I know that sometimes not the
not the most cost
cheaper
effective
route. I didn't know what word I wanted to use.
But to be able to keep, because it really is iconic for downtown, mm-hmm. the whole front edge of that building. And for the lover of local history, I really appreciate it because a lot of times it's way cheaper just to tear it down, start mm-hmm. from scratch. But, you know, that building is really like a fingerprint on downtown. You know,
it really is. If you Google Sutherland, Oregon, that building pops up. Yeah. That's mm-hmm. that's the photo that shows mm-hmm. Sutherland. So we looked at it for probably 2 to 3 years even before you bought it. And a lot of questions. I mean, it was in dire straits. It needed a lot of work. But the city was so supportive in what they wanted to do, and their vision kind of matched our vision, so we kind of took a leap of faith.
Well, I'll tell you, so to our audience, Dan wasn't listening to the first part of the show, so to hear him
right.
you know, kind of echoing what we said about the ease of working mm-hmm. within the city, that's the real deal. We're not just making stuff up.
No, very, very progressive in their thinking. The grants that they're giving for the revitalization of the storefronts along Central, you just don't see that. It's very progressive thinking, and it's just going to move us forward.
Well, you know, it really is, because a lot of times, unfortunately, when you deal with governments and trying to get something forward, it's, well, if I make a decision and say yes, then it might be wrong, so I could get in trouble. So a lot of times we hear, oh, no, or we can't do that, or the worst one is we've never done that.
100%. You know, Jerry Gillum, the city manager up there, he just kind of throws thing at a wall, and just if something sticks, it sticks. But he's always very progressive in his thinking. Even bringing, you know, music off Central.
Mm-hmm.
There's many other events that are, like, really progressing forward that we're excited to bring to Sutherland.
Yeah, that's cool. So your specific project then, so what is it going to be, a lesser, you know, going to be leasing out retail space, office space, or something you guys are going to end up occupying?
Well, I can't divulge all the secrets yet, but
I actually tried.
I was talking to people that were very, very interested in what's going on in downstairs. And I said, can I announce you as the first official person that's going to lease? And they said, not quite yet. Let's just give me a few. And I said, all right. So, but yeah, we're looking at a wide variety of stuff. We're looking at there's coffee shops. There's retail, there's wine destinations, there's restaurants, there's sports bars. I mean, we've been approached by so many people to utilize that space downstairs.
That's cool. How big is that building?
It's 10,000 square feet.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I was going to ask that same question.
Yeah. And it's actually on the historical registry.
Well, it certainly doesn't look that big. You see that corner. Of rock, mm-hmm. and it's like, well, that's kind of a little bank.
Yeah.
And it actually takes up a huge amount of that whole block.
Yeah, it is, and it's on the historical registry, so we got that value in it also. And I would say it's probably the busiest intersection within Sutherland, with mm-hmm. State Street going towards Oakland that way, mm-hmm. on the back road, and you got Central. I can't even count the number of cars that go by every day. If we could capture just a portion of that, it'd be incredible.
Well, so, you know, we were talking about the street and how it can be challenging. I mean, it's like the mm-hmm. infrastructure just isn't growing along with the city because they're kind of hemmed in. What about parking situation?
Oh, parking has been huge. In fact, when Casey from Backside moved up two doors down from us, that was our biggest concern when he met with us. He's like, where are we going to park? Mm-hmm. But the city has purchased the two lots behind to the north of Central, and they're going to refinish that, pave it. curb it, light it, and make parking back there. And also the building that's to the east, where the Liberty Tax building used to be, the city purchased that, and they're going to tear that down and make that city parking also.
Too cool.
Yeah.
I almost feel like there's a theme. I mean, you guys have been very complimentary of the city manager and of things like that, but it's almost like a partnership. Like, instead of being like, I'll take your permit money, it's like, okay, what can we help? I don't know. I haven't worked with him. I know you have, Alan, with the golf course. And so to Dan, I feel like I've learned something new that
really
would
intrigue
me to want to do business with them in the future.
Well, you know, it's funny because we had one of a lot that was adjacent to the golf course that we're looking to sell it to somebody local. And in meeting with the potential buyer, he was saying, oh, well, there's no way we'll be able to get do that because he was used to dealing with other cities. And he said, well, let's go down and speak to Mr. Gillum. Jerry, you know, there's a way we'll do it. And he said, well, there's no way you're going to be able to do that. So we went down there and meet him, and then and everybody in the room was welcoming. And it was like, he was blown away. And so, you know, we can't over-exaggerate what they're doing out there, because it's not your typical government bureaucracy. You know, I mean, look
that's
at how much
so
money
cool.
they like Dan just shared, they're spending for parking. Yep. You know, that's forward thinking.
Mm-hmm. 100%. There's many more things on the books that it's not probably public knowledge yet, but a little privy to that. It's just incredible what's happening up there.
So the theme of today's show is, let's keep secrets and leave you hanging.
Nice.
I'll tell you
exactly.
What, but we're inside. Jessica's saying, oh, we'll let you know in the
coming
middle of next
soon.
Month about this. And,
it's coming
and
soon.
It's like, but you know, if you've got nothing to look forward to, that means nothing's going on. And look at all this stuff where you have to look forward to in the city of Salem.
I know, they're just leaving us with little teasers and cliffhangers left
and right.
They're
just baiting you to bring us back.
Yeah. So, Dan, what's your hopeful or your projected... I know everybody has goals of when they want to stop paying contractors. So when are you hoping to?
This has been a very, very long process. When we bought it, we were looking at grants, and then the COVID hit, and a lot of the grants were tied to the lottery dollars. So it got put on the back burner. And we got approved grant-wise in May of this year. So then we were lining up contractors, and then, of course, you know, they're all swamped and busy, and then mm-hmm. trying to get them, and the chicken and the egg, and now we got to do, is it roof, or is it HVAC, is it plumbing, or sprinklers now, or...
And oh, by the way, you have to deal with the Historical Society, because it's a historical... I know that can be quite a challenge.
Quite a challenge, but it's... We're hoping to have the lease spots available downstairs by spring of next year.
Folks, that's not that far.
That
sounds like
bad.
A long ways, but yeah, you know, that's
coming soon.
Absolutely.
To a chamber chatter near you. That's my new tagline for today. Oh my goodness gracious!
I thought your chat line today was huh?
No, that's just my look. Well, and we know Dan has had businesses and has businesses here in Roseburg, and because it's Southern Area Chamber of Commerce. See, there goes there goes my little glitch there. We gotta like tease Old Soul here for a little bit.
Oh,
I mean, come on.
Yeah,
that's
well,
some
that
good
may
stuff.
Be a potential person moving up to Sutherland.
Hey,
little expansion process for Old Soul, maybe.
Maybe
you
might have heard it first.
I don't...
Take that, somebody who cares about competition. I don't know.
News.
I'm excited for that, and I wondered, but I love that, and you guys are so generous and wonderful with Old Soul and to the community and supportive of music and so many amazing things in this community. And so I hope that there is an expansion, and I hope that enthusiasm and that joy that you share for community continues on up there too. It's a wonderful blessing for them.
Oh, absolutely. And darn good pizza.
And darn good pizza. Well, we're going to be back with a little bit more here after this break. You're listening to Your Q, sponsored by Premier Insurance on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right. Welcome back. Well, what a great way to end the year. This is exciting. I feel like we're looking forward to 2023.
Well, it really is.
Sutherland,
you know,
area.
Because this is normally the time we all sit down and make, we sit around and make these grandiose plans as individually or as a community. And we hope those plans come to fruition because most of us don't get off our hind end and do anything about it. And to hear that, boom, we're starting 2023 in Sutherland with new program, you know, new exciting things. So exciting that she won't even share them, but they're coming.
It's top secret.
Yes, and we will have them back to have the great reveal as they used to do on, what was that show?
Yeah, grand opening.
Yeah.
That's so exciting.
So, again, if you're looking to start a business and move a business, you best hurry up and get it at Sutherland because the spaces are going to be filling.
Well, or you reach out and you track down Dan down somehow and see if all his spaces are taken.
How cool would that be to have a business in that old bank building?
That's cool. I did ask when we were off air if the safe is there.
The safe is still there.
That's cool to me. I think that's cool. I don't know why.
Yeah, because that's an old safe, too.
It's an old safe, yeah.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
Like
1700s.
I mean, Westerns, yeah. Bonnie and Clyde, like,
no, it was like
cowboys
19,
and
it was,
Indians.
It was actually 1900 when it was built.
1900.
So I got opened in 1901. So all of that stone, the old sandstone that was brought up to build that building was done by, you know, horse and carriage and pulley systems. They didn't have anything to do it. And these stones have to be, I don't know how much they weigh, but they're huge.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, it's like, to look back that they did this over 120 years ago with no excavators, nothing like that. And today, if you drew that up and said, let's build this, you wouldn't be able to. And they did it back then with the sweat of their brow and
Bones are good.
And no government interference.
And that's what we wanted to maintain also when we were renovating. We want to maintain that historic and pay homage to the builders that was sweat and toil that it took to build that building back then.
That is awesome.
Yeah, that's just amazing. I can't wait. I hope you do an open house so people can do a full tour or something.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Well, we will have further announcements because we like I shared earlier,
we know these two.
Enthusiasm is contagious and we want to be a part of it. So, and now she's left us hanging, we want to have her back and get the grand reveal.
Yes, yes. Well, Dan, thank you for coming, and thank you for everything you do in the community and that you have done in the past and continue to do. We love your Old Soul Pizza. Yum. And the girls. Yeah. Your daughters are the best.
Yeah, I don't know. If you haven't been there, you don't know what you're missing. It's different. It's, you know, there's pizza, and then there's Old Soul Pizza. It's a different world. You know, I can't even describe it. You got to check it out for yourself.
It's Old Soul.
It's Old Soul. Old school from Old Soul.
You're such a dork. I'm trying
to keep
it together.
Can you say that on air? Bleep her.
Can we delete me? Oh, goodness. Well, Jessica, thank you for coming on today and sharing everything about what you're doing with the Sutherland Area Chamber and your chamber chatter. I might have made famous today. So everybody tune in on Wednesdays at 2:00 for that on Facebook to find out all the cool things going on, and her coming soon notice will be on there in the upcoming weeks. And Dan, thank you for saving a beautiful piece of history. It's not just about bringing new business. It's about honoring the integrity in the past and marrying that with the future. And so thank you for doing that. I know that wasn't the low-cost way to do it,
it's
but it's the high-class way to do it.
So well appreciated. Greatly appreciated.
Super cool. Thank you. And thank you for coming on today.
Of course. Like I said, we're giving enough teasers where you can, bring us back.
Yeah. Well, thanks for staying when you saw Alan was in here.
Very true.
He found out he started running. We had to send security after him.
I had to, lock the door.
Yeah.
I was like, we need you. We have, 25 minutes to fill. Dan, you got to stay.
And Shannon's falling asleep in her chair, so.
I am not. It's just my
look
for today. Well, thank you again to Umpqua Survival for sponsoring this local business buzz section. Super cool. And we have our gift certificate that they give each week for $25 to a lucky person who puts their name in the drawing.
And each week I whine about me not winning.
Yeah.
But this week I'm not going to because I was a winner.
And, oh, yes, you were.
Yes, I was. Shannon gave me a present. I got my own certificate.
For Christmas.
For Christmas. And I will never use it. I'm just going to frame it and put it on a wall.
I hope you do use it. But anyway, that's why he did get it, because he complains every week. So, $25 gift certificate goes to Kevin Braggin. And so we'll call you. I hope I said that right. Could be Braggin, could be
Braggin. You're just Braggin.
That's what I'm going with. So, Kevin, congratulations.
He don't care. He's a winner.
Yeah, you just got a $25 gift certificate to Umpqua Survival. Anyway, everybody stay tuned
for the coming soon. Big news on the horizon.
From Sutherland Area Chamber.
Yep.
From Dan the Man and his going-ons up in Sutherland. And also, here's where the concussed part comes in. Yeah, I just hit the road and forgot what I was going to say.
Well,
I think it's this is not the a fun good word part. By
this
now.
This is what we've been dealing with all day. So we will soon be off the air by the time she gets her thought in.
Oh, I'm driving to Melrose. Stay off the roads.
Please.
Thank you.
And
McDonald's. I'm getting a drink first. So.
And New Year's is right around the corner. I beg each of you to have a safe New Year's. Please arrange a ride ahead of time or use taxi, but keep the road safe.
Yep.
So God bless y'all, and I hope you all have a happy New Year. And
you know what to do, Douglas County. Keep it kind. Until next week, this is Shannon and Alan with your cue. We're out.